Could robots be dangerous? Because of Moore's law, which states that computer power doubles every 18 months, it is conceivable that within a few decades, robots will be created that have the intelligence, say, of a dog or a cat. But by 2020, Moore's law may well collapse, and the age of silicon could come to an end. For the past 50 years or so, the astounding growth in computer power has been fueled by the ability to create tiny silicon transistors, tens of millions of which can easily fit on your fingernail. Beams of ultraviolet radiation are used to etch microscopic transistors onto wafers made of silicon. But this process cannot last forever. Eventually, these transistors could become so small that they reach the size of molecules, and the process will break down. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt after 2020, when the age of silicon finally comes to an end. The Pentium chip in your laptop computer has a layer about 20 atoms across. By 2020, that Pentium chip might consist of a layer only 5 atoms across. At that point, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle kicks in, and you no longer know where the electron is. Electricity will then leak out of the chip, and the computer will short-circuit. At that point, the computer revolution and Moore's law will hit a dead end because of the laws of the quantum theory. Some people have claimed that the digital era is the victory of bits over atoms. But eventually, when we hit the limit of Moore's law, atoms may have their revenge. Physicists are now working on the post-silicon technology that will dominate the computer world after 2020, but so far with mixed results. As we have seen, a variety of technologies are being studied that may eventually replace silicon technology, including quantum computers, DNA computers, optical computers, atomic computers, and so forth. But each of them faces huge hurdles before it can take on the mantle of silicon chips. Manipulating individual atoms and molecules is a technology that is still in its infancy. So making billions of transistors that are atomic in size is still beyond our ability. But assume for the moment that physicists are capable of bridging the gap between silicon chips and, say, quantum computers. And assume that some form of Moore's law continues into the post-silicon era. Then, artificial intelligence might become a true possibility. At that point, robots might master human logic and emotions and pass the Turing test every time. Steven Spielberg explored this question in his movie Artificial Intelligence, AI, where the first robot boy was created that could exhibit emotions and was hence suitable for adoption into a human family. This raises the question, could such robots be dangerous? The answer is likely yes. They could become dangerous once they have the intelligence of a monkey, which is self-aware and can create its own agenda. It may take many decades to reach such a point, so scientists will have plenty of time to observe robots before they pose a threat. For example, a special chip could be placed in their processors that could prevent them from going on the rampage. Or they could have a self-destruct or deactivation mechanism that would turn them off in case of an emergency. Arthur C. Clarke wrote, "It is possible that we may become pets of the computers, leading pampered existences like lapdogs, but I hope that we will always retain the ability to pull the plug if we feel like it." A more mundane threat is that our infrastructure depends on computers. Our water and electricity grid, not to mention transportation and communications networks, will be increasingly computerized in the future. Our cities have become so complex that only complex and intricate computer networks can regulate and monitor our vast infrastructure. In the future, it will become increasingly important to add artificial intelligence to this computer network. A failure or breakdown in this all-pervasive computer infrastructure could paralyze a city, country, or even a civilization. Will computers eventually surpass us in intelligence? Certainly, there is nothing in the laws of physics to prevent that. If robots are neural networks capable of learning, and they develop to the point where they can learn faster and more efficiently than we can, then it's logical that they might eventually surpass us in reasoning. Moravec says, "The post-biological world is a world in which the human race has been swept away by the tide of cultural change, usurped by its own artificial progeny. When that happens, our DNA will find itself out of a job, having lost the evolutionary race to a new kind of competition. Some inventors, such as Ray Kurzweil, have even predicted that this time will come soon, earlier rather than later, even within the next few decades. Perhaps we are creating our evolutionary successors. Some computer scientists envision a point they call singularity, when robots will be able to process information exponentially fast, creating new robots in the process, until their collective ability to absorb information advances almost without limit. So in the long term, some have advocated a merging of carbon and silicon technology rather than waiting for our extinction. We humans are mainly based on carbon, but robots are based on silicon, at least for the moment. Perhaps the solution is to merge with our creations. If we ever encounter extraterrestrials, we should not be surprised to find that they are part organic, part mechanical, to withstand the rigors of space travel and to flourish in hostile environments. In the far future, robots, or human-like cyborgs, may even grant us the gift of immortality. Marvin Minsky adds, "What if the sun dies out, or we destroy the planet? Why not make better physicists, engineers, or mathematicians? We may need to be the architects of our own future. If we don't, our culture could disappear." Moravec envisions a time in the distant future when our neural architecture will be transferred, neuron for neuron, directly into a machine, giving us, in a sense, immortality. It's a wild thought, but not beyond the realm of possibility. So according to some scientists viewing the far future, immortality, in the form of DNA-enhanced or silicon bodies, may be the ultimate future of humanity. The idea of creating thinking machines that are at least as smart as animals, and perhaps as smart or smarter than us, could become a reality if we can overcome the collapse of Moore's law and the common sense problem, perhaps even late in this century. Although the fundamental laws of AI are still being discovered, progress in this area is happening extremely fast and is promising. Given that, I would classify robots and other thinking machines as a Class 1 impossibility.